Good evening and welcome to the Susan B. Anthony List Defunding Planned Parenthood Urgent Nationwide Webcast. You are in the right place at the right time for this very important event. I'd like to welcome everybody who is joining us tonight. We have over 2,600 people right now on the webcast with us, people who are participating in this important event, even with just a couple of days' notice, gathering together from all across our great nation. We are thrilled that you are here, and we hope that by the time we are done tonight, you will be as thrilled that you are here as well. I'd like to start by introducing myself. I am David B. Wright. I serve as the National Director of an organization called 40 Days for Life. But tonight I'm not here on behalf of my organization. I am here to MC this event, to moderate this nationwide webcast on an absolutely vital topic, the topic of defunding Planned Parenthood. And I am proud to stand beside the Susan B. Anthony List at this important time on this important cause. I'm calling in tonight for this webcast from just outside of our nation's capital of Washington, D.C., and it is an important time in our nation's history to gather together on this vital topic. And so I'd like to begin tonight by asking all of us to just for a moment take this entire event and our efforts to our Lord in prayer, if you'll please join me. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to gather together tonight in your name, with the opportunity to join you in the work that you are doing. You tell us that every life is sacred, made in your image and likeness, knit together in a mother's womb, and precious, and should be respected and protected. Thank you for helping us to recognize that call to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, innocent children in the womb, their mothers, their fathers, their families. Dear Lord, help us to press on in this work. Help us to find the unique and special role that you have called us to for such a time as this. And as you reveal to us what you want us to do, how you want us to respond to the crisis that is playing out across our nation around us right now, help us to have the faith and help us to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I thank you so much for this opportunity to gather tonight on this webcast, dear Lord. I ask you to watch over the technology and enable it to hold together and broadcast this important message to the people who are gathered. And I ask you in a special way to please bless the presenters tonight, Marjorie Dannenfelser, former Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, and all those who have gathered here tonight to be a part of this important event. Let us go away encouraged and hopeful, knowing that you ultimately are the one who will achieve the victory. We don't know the day, we don't know the hour, but we will press forward in faith, believing that with you all things are possible, even defunding Planned Parenthood, even seeing an end to the tragedy of abortion. We ask all of this in the name of your precious Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Before we get started, I would like to encourage everybody to, on the webcast page there where you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, there is a big gray button with a red arrow pointing to it. That button says Download Action Guide, and I want to encourage you, go ahead and click that button. It'll open a separate window. It's a PDF document that you can open up and then print out, or you can just follow along on your computer screen, but it has a number of different charts and graphs of things that will be referred to throughout this discussion tonight on this webcast, as well as some important news articles from yesterday and today that relate to some of the topics that we will be covering. So go ahead and click that Download Action Guide, open that up, either print it out or keep it open on your computer as we go through this discussion. I think it will be very helpful to you. I want to give you an overview of what's going to be happening on tonight's webcast. As I mentioned during the prayer, you're going to be hearing from expert presenters and some of the most heroic women that I can possibly imagine. You're going to be hearing from Marjorie Dannenfelser, who is the president of the Susan B. Anthony List. You're going to hear from the Honorable Marilyn Musgrave, former congresswoman from Colorado. You will be hearing from Representative Michelle Bachmann, who is a congresswoman from Minnesota. And as I mentioned, my name is David B. Wright. I will be moderating this discussion tonight. I serve as the national director of 40 Days for Life. During this webcast, we have a number of important things that we will be covering together. The first thing is we are going to look very honestly at the current state of affairs in our nation, to look at the crisis that we are facing, the crisis of abortion, but even more specifically, the crisis of Planned Parenthood. I think most of you who have joined this webcast tonight are aware that Planned Parenthood is America's largest abortion chain, and it is an organization that we have now seen through the videos that have been revealed by Lila Rose and her organization Live Action. We now know that not only does Planned Parenthood abort over 300,000 children a year, but it's also an organization that has now been caught red-handed aiding and abetting sex trafficking of young girls, girls as young as 14. We'll be hearing more about that as we go along tonight. You're also going to be hearing the latest from our nation's capital on the ongoing efforts to defund Planned Parenthood. This is an organization that last year took in over $300 million taxpayer dollars, forcing you and me to underwrite an organization that is destroying our nation's future, and we're going to learn about what's being done right now to defund this organization. And then you're going to learn about a bold new initiative that is just being launched at this very moment by the Susan B. Anthony List, and you're going to learn exactly how these efforts will help move the fight to defund Planned Parenthood to a whole new level, pointing towards victory. And last, but certainly not least, you're going to learn tonight how you can make an impact in this vital work. And when we get to the end of the webcast, I want to give you a heads up right now that we do have a special announcement. It's going to be a surprise, but it's something that you are going to be very excited about that will help to accelerate these efforts to defund Planned Parenthood. Now, I know many of you who have joined this event, some of you, when you registered for this event, you submitted questions. Before we even started tonight, we had well over 200 questions that had poured in about every aspect of defunding Planned Parenthood. And if we tried to address every single question and answer them all, we'd be here all night and probably into the morning. So what we've tried to do is pull out the most frequently asked question themes and work those into the questions that will be posed of our presenters tonight, and then also we're going to answer a few more of the frequently asked questions at the very end of the webcast tonight. So I just wanted to let you know we appreciate those questions. We're going to do our very best to try to incorporate many of those into the themes of tonight's discussion. So by the time we're done on this webcast, by the time we wrap up and we all go our separate ways at the end of this evening, our hope is that you will recognize the urgency and the importance and the opportunity of this moment in American history. We hope that you will understand exactly what it is that needs to be done moving forward from here, and that you will see how these plans that will be shared tonight can make a major impact right now. Also, by the end, though there's absolutely no obligation, we also hope you'll be moved, and that you will prayerfully discern ways that you can help with these bold new plans, and that perhaps you will feel led to invest into this vital work. And if you feel led, there will be two opportunities at the end of the webcast. You can make a one-time gift into the work of the Susan B. Anthony List's efforts to defund Planned Parenthood, and I can't wait for you to hear about these efforts. And secondly, you can also, if you choose, make a pledge of ongoing monthly support into this vital work. I want to just share, before I turn this over to our first presenter, my personal feelings about the Susan B. Anthony List. I could not be more proud to be associated with any organization in America today. The Susan B. Anthony List is an organization that was literally built from the ground up to be a cutting-edge, pro-life legislative and political action group. That's exactly what it was set up to do, and that is what they are doing. This is an organization that always, in my experience, does the right thing, even when it's not easy, even when it's not politically correct, even when some people may not be happy about that. They still do the right thing to advance the pro-life cause unapologetically and with determination. This is a group that it's not just me, it's not just the people who work at Susan B. Anthony List, and I do not work, I do not get paid a nickel by the Susan B. Anthony List, I'm just on the fan club of the Susan B. Anthony List, but this is an organization that is widely recognized for its effectiveness. Just recently, in the last couple of weeks, the Susan B. Anthony List received the prestigious Grassroots Organization of the Year Award in Washington, D.C. at the WIREC Awards Dinner. And I can attest from my travels to over 250 cities over these last three years, I have seen the effectiveness of the Susan B. Anthony List on the ground all across this great nation. I personally run a nonprofit organization, and my organization also survives purely on donations. But I will tell you that my family and I sacrificially support the Susan B. Anthony List with our own dollars, because I have never seen a better return on investment for dollars put into pro-life work to advance this agenda more effectively than with the Susan B. Anthony List. So that's just my personal feelings, and I just wanted you to know, if you aren't already standing with the Susan B. Anthony List and their work, I hope by the end of tonight you will join me in doing that as well, because it's an incredible, incredible organization. So with that, I get to introduce one of my heroes, and this hero is the president of the Susan B. Anthony List. She is one of the original organizers of the Susan B. Anthony List, and as the president, she directs the mission of this organization. She is the chief strategist of the Susan B. Anthony List. She serves as its primary spokeswoman. I've watched under her leadership as this organization has exploded to more than 280,000 members nationwide. And since its founding, the Susan B. Anthony List Connected Political Action Committee, the nonpartisan SBA List Candidate Fund, has helped to elect 90 pro-life candidates to the U.S. House of Representatives, 12 to the U.S. Senate, 13 to statewide offices around the country. And the person you're about to hear from is constantly in the news. You've surely seen her on national TV networks. You've heard her on the radio. You've read her quotes in major newspapers across the country. She was just named one of Newsweek's top 10 faces of the Christian right. Her name is Marjorie Dannenfelser. She lives in Arlington, Virginia, with her husband, Marty, and their five children. Marjorie, how are you tonight?
Well, David, I am blushing. Thank you so much for that generous introduction coming from you. It is truly humbling. I'm just so pleased to be talking with everybody out there. If I could picture you, I actually am picturing you as if we're all sitting in the same room together, but there's thousands, so it would have to be a pretty big room. But I'm the reason I'm so pleased is that America, which is pro-life America now, let's just say it, we are not just a pro-life movement, we are pro-life America, is coming together at a time of great crisis and a time of great opportunity to go ahead and do something that should have been done a long time ago, and that is to defund Planned Parenthood Federation of America. They are, as you know, David, and everybody listening, they are not an organization that is funded by individual donations. They live by the largesse, in large part, by our dollars. They are the largest abortion provider in the nation. And to be perfectly honest, we would not be in the great position that we are in right now in terms of defunding it a year ago, we had not yet seen these explosive videos that Lila Rose has shown to the country through her organization called Live Action, where we see the face of Planned Parenthood, but more importantly, we see its heart. And you know, it is a very difficult thing as a mother, and I bet there are parents out there that feel the same way, to talk about what Planned Parenthood is, because its deep roots are in the thinking and the mentality of its founder, Margaret Sanger, who referred to classes of citizens as human weeds. Human weeds. Think about what we know about the preciousness of life and how devastating it is to think of another human being as a weed to be cleared out like underbrush. And that is exactly what her perspective was. And she said this, the most merciful thing a large family does to one of its infants is to kill it. Okay. A lot of people can think this is, you know, long ago, odd person that started this organization, but you don't go too far from the founder and the culture of an organization. And Planned Parenthood is an organization that believes in clearing out the underbrush. The videos that have come out have revealed that. One in New York, they're in New York, New Jersey, Virginia, all over. And I will tell you, if you haven't seen those videos, you must see them after this tonight. One good example I can give you is this. An undercover person goes into a clinic in New York, and the person at the front desk meets someone posing as a pimp and one of his workers. And there's a long interview, but one of the horrible quotes in the middle of this is the pimp asks the office worker, you know, these girls have got to work. You know, there's these 13, 14-year-old girls, a lot of them don't speak our language, so they're clearly from another country. You know, if they have an abortion, how long is it going to take for them to go to work again? She said, oh, this is the work. Planned Parenthood worker says, oh, 2 weeks. 2 weeks, and he says, well, they have to work, so what can they do? What can they do during those 2 weeks? And she just sort of in an offhand way says, waste up. Anything waste up is just fine. Otherwise she can just be the action walking by. This is someone who thinks of human beings, young girls. I have a 14-year-old girl, as human weeds. Those girls are weeds. This is not an organization that serves women or young girls. They receive a third of their budget from you and me and every American who pays taxes. They have a business model that requires abortion to be at the center of it. They and 300 over 300,000 abortions are performed by Planned Parenthood a year. So this is a business model that you and I are being asked to support that does not serve women and is willing to make us the partners of men and sex traffickers who would exploit young girls and send them back out on the street. So we have, that's the sad story. That is the outrage. That is the story that now is reaching every home in America. We have a solution, right?
Absolutely.
We have a way of addressing this, especially after this groundbreaking election that just occurred. The Susan B. Anthony List was made for this moment. We started because women were not truly representing the best interests of women when they purported to, when they talked about how abortion was liberating women. So we set about electing women and representing women on this issue alongside the men that we help elect. We were founded with the name Susan B. Anthony because she was the first woman involved, you know, that opened the door to politics for all women, and she called abortion child murder. She called abortion, along with Alice Paul, the original author of Equal Rights, the Equal Rights Amendment, the ultimate exploitation of women. Doesn't that just reverberate and get into your consciousness and make you see more clearly now what Planned Parenthood is doing? The ultimate exploitation of women is what they feared, and it is what Planned Parenthood is doing right now, and they are making us culpable. We have created a grassroots organization. Oh, let's don't say we. Okay. The grassroots have truly come together in under the umbrella of the Susan B. Anthony List and have done great things for this country at important moments on the issue of life. And this is one of those moments. We've made great gains in the House and Senate. And what we are able to do now is truly reveal and address that business model and say that taxpayers will not be a part of it one more day. Not one more day. So thanks to the good leadership of Congressman Mike Pence from Indiana and all of the great new members of Congress that we have helped elect and our grassroots have helped elect, we were thrilled at a great victory in the House of Representatives, a landslide victory for Congressman Mike Pence's amendment to a continuing resolution that funds the whole government for a short period of time. His resolution says no funds will go to Planned Parenthood. It's very simple. But that is not enough because, well, Congress has a way of undoing things, and right now that's what they're starting to do, and it has to get through the rest of the Congress. So we have great cause for celebration about what you have been able to do to save the unborn. But now is the hard part. This is the hard part where grassroots America has to come together. And we're going to hear a little bit more from Marilyn Musgrave about this action plan that we have in cooperation with all of the major pro-life organizations in the nation under one umbrella called ExposePlannedParenthood.com, which is where this information is. Our plan will take this vote that Congressman Pence brought to us and be the wind in the sails for the rest of the Congress to go ahead and do what the country wants. And I just have to say, and I'm gonna stop here, and then I'm gonna introduce Marilyn to really talk about what that program is and why it works and why it's important. But I'll tell you, Marilyn and I were in a meeting recently with members of Congress and was up there today, and you see it every day, and maybe you hear it, but I just want to reassure you that it's true. It's very, very easy to be in Congress for a little bit of time and start forgetting what you came for and what abortion is. If you say you're pro-life, what is it? And you and I and everybody listening here knows what abortion is. Imagine when we think there are 4,000 children dying every single day, It's mind-boggling. The fact that Planned Parenthood does 330-something thousand, mind-blowing. But think of the one and how important that one child is and what you would do if you knew a child was going to be harmed or hurt or even murdered halfway across the country. What would you do to get yourself over there and save that one child because you know how innately valuable that person is? Not because of their use, not because they're anything like a human weed, but because they are precious and necessary for our families and our communities. You would do everything. You'd set everything aside. You'd get a plane. You'd go out there. Well, think about that, and think about what Planned Parenthood is doing to destroy our nation and our children and our soul and what we have to do now in order to stop their destruction of our unborn children. It's the one times 330,000. What will we do? The scale is boggling, but the task is absolutely doable. And all of us working together with all the gains that we have made, we can definitely deal a death blow to this death-dealing organization. I want to introduce Marilyn Musgrave, who is my hero. We're going all around the circle of heroes here, including you on the line. Marilyn Musgrave was in Congress for several terms and was a champion of life. She was the co-chair of the Congressional Pro-Life Women's Caucus, and really blazed the trail for women in the Congress and fought the good fight. Her thanks for that was to be targeted by organizations like Planned Parenthood and others across the country who put millions and millions into this one district. They knew how valuable she was, and eventually they won. And Susan B. Anthony Liz won on that day by having her join our organization. She is leading a tour across the country now to mobilize the grassroots, and she's got some details for you now about what our plans are for the coming weeks.
Well, thank you, Marjorie, and I am so honored to work with you and fight the good fight. And what an exciting time for pro-life people around this country. We have something that we can do like no other time in all these years that I've been in the pro-life movement. We're preparing at Susan B. Anthony List to go into 14 congressional districts. We have a $200,000 ad campaign, and we are doing everything we can to defund Planned Parenthood in the continuing resolution. You know, we already started this campaign yesterday, our Women Speaking Out campaign, because we have a hero that we need to defend in New York's 25th Congressional District, Anne Marie Burkle. She was one of the authentic pro-life members that has stood so strong. And you know what, Marjorie and David and all of you, I know what it's like to take a tough stand when you're a member of Congress. And I'll tell you, Washington, D.C. can be the loneliest place in the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you're just wondering, Lord, who is standing with me? Mm-hmm. And we do not want any of our pro-life heroes to feel that way. And as I go into these congressional districts, we are going to be standing and thanking them for their courage, thanking them for their stand, for the precious unborn child. So we're launching TV ads defending her. At the same time, Planned Parenthood is attacking her. And, you know, we've already raised the money to produce these ads, but we're going to need an additional $75,000 to keep the ads running. We're also going to be defending a couple of people in New Hampshire, Patrick Meehan, Mike Fitzpatrick, Frank Genta in New Hampshire. And, you know, when I go on the road next week, it's going to be a whirlwind. Going to those 14 districts, I'm going to be standing there with pro-life people who are crying out to our leaders in Washington to stop our tax dollars from going to Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in this nation. So we're going to stand with our friends, and also we're going to go into districts when the members of Congress said, continue our tax dollars to this organization, even with these horrific videos showing us what goes on in these facilities. We're going to let their constituents know how they voted on the amendment that Mike Pence offered to defund Planned Parenthood. And Marjorie, I have to tell you again, it is an honor to work with you because I know Susan B. Anthony list can get the job done.
All the difference in the world
when you stand with a candidate and when you stand with a member of Congress.
Well, this past election, I'm not going to take too much of your time because I want to hear more of what you have to say. But I just want everyone to know that in this last election, we only send Marilyn out on the road in extremes of heat or cold, it seems. And during the health care debate, she was definitely on the coldest probably portion of the entire winter. And she was out there in district after district with really pressing the marginal members to vote the right way, and in the end, we did not get what we want in terms of the health care bill and abortion funding in it. But I raise this only to say that you should absolutely know that grassroots America has all the power. If we didn't understand it before,
we should certainly
understand it now. And we have all that power now. We need to use it.
We do. And, you know, Marjorie and David, when the pro-abortion crowd goes after you, like they did me, they never miss an opportunity, whether it's radio, TV, robocalls, whatever, to keep going after you. I call it a death by a thousand cuts. And there's a cumulative effect to that. And when you try to fight back, then you're so damaged. And so we don't want our new pro-life heroes to suffer that. And we want to stand with them, and we don't want these attacks by Planned Parenthood to go unanswered. So that's the task we have before us. And again, Susan B. Anthony List can do this. It's an opportunity like no other I've ever seen in all my time in politics. And it was the life issue that got me into this, and it is so important. And, you know, we have a hero that I call a personal friend. And I know her we've prayed together, we've cried together, and I tell you, Michelle Bachmann, Congresswoman Bachmann, is there for us. We can count on her. And she is a leader. She is just an amazing person with an incredible life story of what she's demonstrated, raising foster children along with her own children. And she didn't need to go to Congress to be a hero for me. But I'll tell you, every day I am watching what she's doing, and she just never fails us. Courageous, beautiful on the inside, beautiful on the outside, and that unique voice of a godly woman speaking out on behalf of the precious unborn child, on behalf of women, on behalf of young girls, and right now on behalf of taxpayers. And it's just my honor to introduce Representative Michelle Bachmann. Michelle, can you give us the latest report from Congress and about the efforts to defund Planned Parenthood? And please tell us what we need to do to win this battle.
Marilyn, this is David B. Wright, and I just got word that Congresswoman Bachmann is going to be calling in just a couple of minutes, so I
know how that goes on the Hill. You know, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we want to talk to them, they have to go vote and do their job. So I understand that.
I wanted to point out a couple of things as we're waiting for her to join us, and I can't wait to hear the latest report straight from the Hill from Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. I wanted to point to everybody the action guide that you've downloaded and that you are following along with this call. There are a few very important things in there that I think will help to set the stage so that when Congresswoman Bachmann joins us, you'll be able to understand the context of all of this. First off, Marjorie, you did an excellent job of conveying the urgency of the problem. And on page 3 of the action guide, well, page 2 has one of the clips from one of the Lila Rose videos where the workers were aiding and abetting the investigators.
You just have to see those. I mean,
sex traffickers. Absolutely offensive.
You have to see them. You can't imagine how horrific it is until you just view the videos, and it's mind-boggling.
Well, then on the next page, on page 3, it cites the statistics. And this is from Planned Parenthood's own data, current as of the end of 2010. Abortion is the single top service, if you call it that, for pregnant women at Planned Parenthood. And the numbers there, it actually has even gone up, a number that just came out over the last couple of weeks on the latest Planned Parenthood fact sheet, is that last year, the last reported year, Planned Parenthood aborted not 324,000 children, but 332,278. And so that is clearly a crisis situation. The next page demonstrates that taxpayers provide one-third of Planned Parenthood's income. That number is now over $360 million a year. And the important graph on page 5 demonstrates that as government money into the abortion industry, into Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers, as it goes up, so do the numbers of abortions. There is an absolute correlation. And then last are the several news articles in the back that demonstrate the significance of what the Susan B. Anthony List is launching. That, Marilyn, you did a super job of identifying the campaign that is being launched right now specifically to support the friends. And one of the things, Marjorie, I always have admired about the Susan B. Anthony List is you target the places where you know you can make the most impact with the least amount of dollars and effort, and you are clearly doing that. And both the Washington Post and then Politico and the U.S. News and World Report today demonstrate that.
I was actually meeting with the leadership on the House side today, and I expressed to them what I would like to express here too, and that is that the model of the Susan B. Anthony List, I was not interested in just starting an organization. I was interested in the most efficient way to save the most number of lives in the shortest period of time with the resources that we could come up with. And what we know is that when we pass laws like this, we save tens of thousands of lives. Those are children that will be born because of a law that we pass. And it's very easy to lose sight of the scale of that and how important that is. And so that is the point, and that is why we do what we do. And what David is saying is I think important, and that is that we locate the nerve pinch. I mean, what I was describing to the leadership in terms of how we do what we do is that there, I mean, it's sad to say it because I like to be a nice, kind person, but there is a pain and a pleasure principle in politics, and you must sadly deliver pain, which this campaign will be doing, to the members of Congress that voted the wrong way to allow Planned Parenthood to put these girls back out on the street without saving them. And then the pleasure principle of praising our friends that should not be left flapping out on the wind, and that we hold arm in arm with them. And it's vital that we do both. And
Marjorie, if I could interrupt you there for just one second. I just got word that our guest speaker has just arrived on the call. And Marilyn, I know you did a pretty formal introduction, but I'm going to turn it back over to you to introduce your friend and finish what you had started to share earlier, because she is now with us on the line.
Well, we are just so honored to have Congresswoman Bachman on the line with us. And as I said before, Michelle, I know you personally. I've prayed with you. I've cried with you as we think about the daunting things that are facing our nation right now. But Congresswoman Bachman, we can't thank you enough for your passion, for your courage, for your tenacity when it comes to standing for life. And you and I know, we all know that are on this line tonight, this is an opportunity that we have not had before to defund Planned Parenthood. And we would like to have you tell us what is happening right now and what we can do to defund Planned Parenthood. And it is an honor to have you on with us tonight. And you are a hero that's an incredible role model for young women around this country. And we just offer you our highest regard and thank you for fighting the good fight with us and standing for us, in standing for that precious unborn child, women, young girls, and the taxpayers around this country.
Oh, amen. What an honor and privilege to be on this call tonight. Thank
welcome,
you, Marilyn.
Michelle.
Oh, hi, Marjorie.
You are so welcome.
I'm so glad you're here. I can hear you huffing and puffing. You probably just ran from the floor, huh?
How did you know?
I just had a feeling.
Doing your job.
And, of course, Marilyn knows. She stood in the gap for so long. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who's on this call tonight. I can tell you personally, I see up close and personal what Marjorie Dannenfelter does for the Susan B. Anthony List. I see how she is out trying to raise money, how she's trying to speak with members of Congress, and how she's trying to apply the pleasure and pain principles in a very real way. Because
go, Marjorie.
After all, that's how it works. And Marilyn has been here, and as you know, Marilyn has stood in the gap on so many issues for us. But this is it. I mean, I agree with Dr. Frances Schaefer, who said that abortion is the watershed issue of our times. And it is amazing how people come down on this issue. Their worldview is impacted on so many other issues. And for any number of reasons, many of which David has already articulated, Marilyn and Marjorie, and I'm sure they'll continue on, with all of the reasons why we shouldn't have one red cent go for Planned Parenthood. Now, what is happening right now, we passed H.R. 1, which is our funding bill and for running the United States government. And in that bill, we defunded Planned Parenthood, lock, stock, and barrel. We were so happy that that was introduced. We were able to get it done. Mike Pence had a bill. I had a bill that I had introduced as well. And I'm just grateful that it was done, that we're able to finish it. Now, what happened is the bill that we passed in the House, because under the Constitution, the House has the authority to spend money. The Senate doesn't. The President doesn't. It's the House. So we introduced this bill on spending money. We defunded Planned Parenthood, but we can't do it on our own. Even though we voted in the House to defund Planned Parenthood, that wasn't good enough because we have to have Harry Reid and the Senate agree. And it's liberals, pro-abortion liberals that run the Senate and the President. Well, they didn't agree with our great bill. They didn't agree. So here's the dilemma. The government runs out of money this coming Friday, March 4th. And so what the House Republicans are trying to do, we passed a bill today that will continue to fund the government for two more weeks until March 18th. So we took the vote this afternoon. The bill passed. Now, the bill did not contain defunding for Planned Parenthood. And the reason why it didn't is because the leadership didn't want to see the government just flat out shut down. And so they didn't include this defunding of Planned Parenthood because they thought it would be too controversial, and they just wanted to get the bill to pass. And now, you know, they'll make their decision about what they want to do 2 weeks from now, when we have to vote again. Now, for me personally, there were a few of us that voted no on the continuing resolution today. And I will tell you, for myself, for Congressman Steve King of Iowa, for Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas, we were not able to give a vote today on that continuing resolution, even though it cuts $4 billion in spending, which is equal to what the level that H.R. 1 was cutting. Because we have to prorate that amount out, but because it did not defund implementing Obamacare, because as you all know, Obamacare will allow for taxpayer-funded abortions for the first time in the history of the country. And number two, because it did not defund Obamacare, neither myself nor Steve King nor Louie Gohmert, our conscience wouldn't allow us to vote for this bill. Since then, we've talked to other members of Congress. This all came up very fast. And that's, you got to understand, that's how things work here in Congress. Things happen really, really fast. And so we are talking to other very strong, committed pro-life members of Congress who are agreeing with us and that in the next time that we vote for the next continuing resolution, we have to insist on defunding Obamacare and defunding Planned Parenthood, because my opinion is there is a point where you draw a line in the sand and you have a hill where you die on. And I think this is our issue. We control the spending, and we're going to have an eyeball-to-eyeball fight. At some point, you have to have a knockdown, drag-out fight. This is it. And so I was sorry that we didn't include these provisions in today's bill. That's why I voted against it. And so I am encouraging my colleagues to also vote against it. I also want you to know I'm the chair of the Tea Party Caucus. We had a meeting of the Tea Party Caucus yesterday. We had people come in who are leaders from across the country, women, who are leaders of various Tea Party organizations, and we had about 30 members of Congress and another 30 members of Congress were represented by their staff. That's actually a pretty big meeting, a pretty big caucus meeting. And in that meeting, what we heard from the Tea Party, they want us to defund Obamacare for a number of reasons, including because of the taxpayer funding of abortion. So this issue reaches beyond just, quote, social conservatives. This issue also reaches fiscal conservatives, and it's just morally reprehensible on its face to force people for whom this is a violation of our moral conscience to be forced to pay for other people's abortions. Even people who are pro-choice don't believe that you should force people to violate their moral conscience. So on every level, we have the moral authority, the legal authority, the constitutional authority to stand with what Susan B. Anthony List is doing. And that's why I'm so proud of them. We need this organization on Capitol Hill. Marilyn knows. She was here when she was a member of Congress. She was working hand in glove with Susan B. Anthony, as I am trying to do now, and as other,
absolutely,
thank God, more pro-life members are. We are trying to work with them because they are making a difference, they are holding members accountable, and they're educating us. And so this is extremely vital, and we need you all to stay involved, to give money to to Susan B. Anthony, to defund Planned Parenthood. We need you to be in this with us because we cannot fight alone. We need you. We're actively having a voice here in Capitol Hill, but we can't have that voice unless you send us here. So thank you. Thank you for everything you've done to be a part of this effort. Please keep it up on every level because this fight is far from over.
Amen. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, thank you so much for taking time out of your crazy busy schedule to join us on the Defunding Planned Parenthood webcast tonight, and for your words of encouragement for people to stand with the Susan B. Anthony List. I share that sentiment wholeheartedly. I don't work for the Susan B. Anthony List. I am just a member of the fan club, and we just appreciate so much you taking the time to be here with us this evening, and thank you, and God bless you, and just know a lot of people all over the country are not only cheering for you from the sidelines, but we're praying for you on a daily basis and lifting you up as you continue to fight the good fight, standing up and speaking up for those who cannot speak for themselves. So thank you very, very much.
David, thank you. Marjorie, thank you. And Marilyn, thank you. And for all of the listeners on the call, I firmly believe that every human being is made in the image and likeness of a holy God. And because of that fact, we can do no less than stand up for his creation. So I thank you all. I love you all. And God bless you on the remainder of this call.
All right. Thank you very much.
Love you, Michelle.
Love
so
you.
Much.
Bye-bye.
We have just heard from Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann from Minnesota giving us a report on the latest from Congress, and what a courageous woman, I'll tell you, to be willing to stand her ground and vote against this measure specifically because it did not include a defunding of the abortion mandate in Obamacare and a defunding of Planned Parenthood. I'll tell you what, my incredible respect I already had for her just went up a few notches.
She is fearless. And that just happened today. It's not even in the news yet.
Absolutely. Well, Marilyn, one thing I just wanted to ask you really quickly before we dive into our surprise announcement we have to make here. You cited the tour that you're getting ready to go on, this press tour, and you're going to these different congressional districts. And Marjorie, we talked about the importance of focusing and targeting the places where you can get the most accomplished. Marilyn, you've been on some of these tours before, and I was just wondering if you could just share one or two super quick stories about the impact it has when we go and take this right to the home districts and right to the offices and to the communities where these representatives and senators come from.
Well, it's an amazing thing when you go stand outside a congressional office, either thanking the member of Congress or pointing out the error of their ways. I mean, it attracts a crowd every time, and David, the precious pro-life people around this nation, whether it's 40 Days for Life, Silent No More. I mean, a woman standing there with a sign. Now, you talk about courage, that says, I regret my abortion. It is just heart-wrenching. And standing with pro-life people in these, right outside the congressional office, it will not be ignored. And it's an amazing thing to be able to take that kind of stand. The media's there, and I'm standing with pro-life heroes from the local communities, and there's just nothing like it. And right now, in this time, we have an opportunity again like no other I've ever seen to, join with Lila Rose in live action, letting people know what really goes on in these facilities. And, Planned Parenthood has got by with having a name for their organization. It's so misleading. It's not about Planning Parenthood. It's not about choice. It's all about abortion, taking the lives of innocent unborn children, taking advantage of women and young girls and taxpayers. They want to be on the taxpayers' money, funding abortion. And we have an opportunity now to go into these districts, and it is so exciting. It is so rewarding. But the best thing of all, David, is standing with people that have been faithful in the pro-life movement, many of them, for over 30 years. And you're standing there, and you're standing with these heroes that nobody even knows about, in Washington maybe, but their voice will be heard as we stand outside that congressional office, and we're thanking members that have the courage to do what's right, or we're pointing out that other members of Congress chose to fund an organization like Planned Parenthood who showed willingness to aid and abet sex trafficking. It's not about helping women. It's not about helping young girls. It's about abortion. It's about covering up things like statutory rape and sex trafficking. This is a hellish glimpse into Planned Parenthood. And as I stand with pro-life heroes in these congressional districts, it will be so encouraging to me to have our voices be heard, because I know that policy in Washington can save lives. We can fight the fight now, and we can have success, and we must do it.
Absolutely. Marjorie, one quick question. I'm sitting here looking at, in the handout, the last page, the U.S. News and World Report story. This came out today. This isn't old news. Mm-hmm. This is from this morning. And
right.
It cites, the subject line is, Pressure Mounts on Defunding Planned Parenthood Over Abortion. And it talks
mm-hmm.
about your Women Speaking Out campaign that we've been talking about here this evening. I love your quote. There is one word that grassroots America articulated over and over when it comes to use of its tax dollars for objectionable purposes, and that word is a resounding no, said Susan B. Anthony List President Marjorie Dannenfelser. Can you just touch on for 1 minute the urgency of the launch of this grassroots campaign?
Well, it is a moment we've been waiting for a long time, and we were created for such a time as this. And
amen.
It is a moment that may never come again. I mean, that is just true. We would not be launching this a year ago or the year before that. The only reason we are able to do it now is because of the success of the video, the ripple effect that it has had in educating folks about the business model of Planned Parenthood. I was on Hardball the other night with Christopher Matthews, who...
He wasn't very nice to you, Marjorie.
He was not very nice to me. I'll just say that. He lived up to the name of his show. And he was persistent in doing what many members of Congress up until this point have been doing, which is to turn the other way and to willfully not look at what is actually happening in these clinics. He had not seen the videos, but more and more now folks are seeing the videos. And when you see what is going on in those clinics, because of the lack of oversight, because of a model that sees human beings as weeds, like its founder called it, then you understand how they will be primary partners and make us primary partners of sex traffickers and then put these girls back out on the street. It's the same mentality that goes on in Pennsylvania for the horrific abortionist Gus Nell, who serially killed children after they were born, snapping their necks. We hear of stories where they were delivered and the children were played with by a nurse and then killed. I mean, it is a callousness to human life that people have turned away from, that now these videos and this moment can set aside and we can make this right. And you know what? Shame on us if we pass, if we let this moment pass and we do nothing, and the horror continues, and we wonder if we had just done the one thing that we thought that we could do to help, and we didn't do it. My children are very focused on this because they have to be, but they are praying for all of us tonight on this phone because they understand, they've seen the direct consequence of direct action and how what a big difference that makes because, you know, for better or for worse, they've been here all along the way as we've been doing this at the Susan B. Anthony List. So they're praying for us, and I'm praying for you tonight to step up and do what you can to actually make this moment work.
Absolutely. Well, Marjorie, I want to commend you. I want to commend your board of directors, your staff, your volunteers, all of those, Marilyn, who have decided to step out on faith with courage to launch this campaign. I mean, it clearly says in the article this is a $200,000 campaign. You're committed to win this thing, but I know you weren't sitting around with just money in your bank accounts waiting for something to do with it. You launched this on faith, hoping that people would recognize the urgency and the importance of this moment, and they would stand with you. And
it's
that is
definitely
why
a leap of faith.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm so excited to be able to share at this moment the surprise announcement that I promised at the beginning. And I wanted to let everybody on this webcast know that a handful of generous donors, and these are individuals who wish to remain anonymous, they are people who, just like you and I, have felt the pinch of the challenging economy. They've had setbacks, but they see the urgency. They see the importance of acting during this narrow window of opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime chance, perhaps, to defund Planned Parenthood. And this group of donors collectively joined together, wanting to make an impact themselves while also doing something that would encourage others to join them in helping as well. And this group of donors has collectively tonight made a matching challenge of $100,000, literally half of what is needed to launch this defunding Planned Parenthood campaign. And what they have said is that for every gift, every one-time gift given tonight on this webcast or gift given over this next week for the next 7 days, that gift will be doubled dollar for dollar up to $100,000. I don't know about you, but I don't have any investments that get a literal guaranteed doubling of my money. Literally every dollar you put into the Susan B. Anthony List tonight or for the next week as a one-time gift will be doubled. $1,000 becomes $2,000. $500 becomes $1,000. $10,000 becomes $20,000. The other thing, and this is very exciting as well, particularly at a time where it may not be as easy to make as large of a one-time gift, these donors have also said that for every pledge of monthly support that is made tonight, they will take that amount and annualize it. So multiply a monthly pledge by 12. So if it's $100, that's $1,200. They will double that annualized amount. That will become $2,400 up to the $100,000 total. Their hope is we have this moment of opportunity, we know the fight that is before us, we know exactly what it's going to cost, we know exactly what needs to be done to win this battle, and they are hoping that you will be encouraged tonight and in this next week to invest in the vital work of the Susan B. Anthony List, and then we can take these efforts to a whole new level and finish what we've begun together and defund Planned Parenthood for once and for all. So, again, every gift given tonight to the Susan B. Anthony List between right now and next Tuesday, March 8th at midnight, will be doubled dollar for dollar up to $100,000. And with that, I want to bring Marilyn Musgrave back on. And Marilyn, if you could just share a little bit. First off, I said we'd have two opportunities tonight, and the first of those is to make a one-time gift. And if you could just share for a minute the importance of making a one-time gift and then how people can go about doing that.
Well, first of all, I just am thinking about people that are listening and perhaps what their own situation is in their life. And I just, you know, there are lots of people that may be struggling right now, but I just want to say that any gifts tonight are are really going to save lives. Defunding Planned Parenthood, and then, you know, I think about my 8-year-old granddaughter, and I see her precious face before me, and I think of young girls that have been abused and their lives just coming unraveled, and it breaks my heart. You know, I think of going to a 3D ultrasound of one of my little grandbabies and seeing that precious baby before they're actually born. And I've always been pro-life, but this life's journey that I'm on, it's like every day I realize more how precious the gift of life is. And as we talk tonight about the opportunities that we have, we're talking about an opportunity to save babies, to protect young, vulnerable girls. And it's just, it's the call on my life. And I would just invite people that are able, that are willing to really think about making a one-time gift in our efforts. And if I weren't associated with Susan B. Anthony List, I still would be saying, this is the organization that can be successful, that can achieve the goal we have. The goal before us right now is defunding Planned Parenthood. And I hope that people will click on the link that on the webcast page that shows how to make a one-time gift. And, you know, there's an amount that you can designate, donate now. You can mail in something to Susan B. Anthony List. But I can tell you that your gift will be used for the best outcome possible. And we are going to work very hard because, again, it is the call on our life. And, David, if I may, I would like to offer a prayer now.
Absolutely.
And just ask the Lord for direction. Father God, we just come before you. And, Lord, we just thank you for the precious gift of life. Lord, you have blessed us so much in this country. You have given us so much. And Lord, we just ask tonight that our abilities, that our talents, that the passion of our hearts, that our resources, Lord God, would be used for your kingdom. That the things that we would do, Lord, would have eternal significance. And as the days of our life go quickly by, Lord, in Scripture it says life is but a vapor. As these days are quickly going by, Lord, we ask you to help us, Lord, as we want to do things with eternal significance, to work, Lord God, for that precious life, the precious unborn child, Lord God, for their mothers, for young girls that are abused, Lord God. We just pray, Father, that you would multiply our efforts, Lord God, that we can stand with you, Father God, and we just thank you for the energy and the strength and the ability to do these things. We thank you for this time, Lord, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. And I would just say to all of those listening in, just let the Lord direct you as you decide what to do. And, you know, I don't know what the abilities are. It might be $75. It might be $250. But I can tell you that your gift will be precious to us, and we will use it to really save lives and to fight the good fight. And I hope that everyone will just take a few seconds now and fill out the form and do what you are able. And I just ask the Lord to bless all of that.
Thank you, Marilyn, so much. And for those who are following along on the webcast, down on the bottom right of your page there, or if you're listening to the recording after the fact, same thing. There's a blue link below the gray button that says make a one-time gift to SBA List. Click that button. It'll open up in a new window. You won't be taken away from the last few minutes of this webcast. When you click that and it opens in the new link, it'll be a page where you can determine amount that you would like to make as a one-time gift to the Susan B. Anthony List. $10 up through $10,000, and it has a space for other. Marjorie, is it okay if they want to do something bigger than $10,000? They can. There's room for a lot of zeros in that other spot. Is that okay?
I'm going to be the last person to decline that offer.
Okay.
I'm thinking that that tour that Marilyn's going on is going to need a lot of gas.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there's going to be a lot of fights to fight over this next few weeks with so much at stake here. When you check off the box of whatever amount you want to do, just remember that if it's $500, that just became $1,000 because of the $100,000 matching grant. If it's $2,500, that becomes $5,000. If it's $10,000, it becomes $20,000. So check your amount and then click the Donate Now button if you'd like to do it online. It will take you to a separate page where you can fill in all your information and go ahead and process that on a credit card. Or if you'd prefer, there's also a spot on there where they have the mailing address if you'd prefer to mail your donation to the Susan B. Anthony List. And just a reminder, the matching challenge is good through 1 week from now, next Tuesday, March 8th at midnight, is when the matching challenge expires. So you have 1 week for your money to be doubled dollar for dollar up to $100,000. So go ahead and make your one-time gift commitment at this point as you feel led. And thank you so much, Marilyn, for walking us through that. Marjorie, you have immediate needs for this defunding Planned Parenthood effort, but there are also ongoing needs to be able to set the stage for very important battles that are yet to come. And I wanted to invite you. We said there would be two opportunities, and wanted to invite you to share just for a couple minutes about the importance of making a pledge of ongoing support, what that will do, and how people can go about doing that.
It brings to mind when we first started, Susan B. Anthony List was, you know, in my, basically working out of my closet. We did not have email back then and had a bunch of children running around. And the idea that we did not know what was coming in, and we couldn't project a budget very well. When I say we, I mean me, pretty much at that point, was a very difficult thing. And to project that out now that we're a very large organization with a lot of members, it's still just as difficult to not be able to plan. No matter how much money you have, you want to be able to plan well for the future, like we do with our families. We want to know we can expect to have come in over the coming months so that we know what to do. And that's why the monthly giving, in terms of knowing how to plan, is so important, because we know that this chunk will come in and we have a programmatic line for that amount of money, and we want to be able to implement that program. And what am I talking about when I say program? Right now is the urgent call, without question. We have a tour through 14 districts to fund. We have radio in those districts to fund. We have television to fund. We have phone calls that we are generating that cost a lot of money. And we have we're the umbrella organization for a whole coalition of other organizations, and so working on that just plain takes money. Okay, that's the urgent need that we have right now. But this moment, if we are successful, we'll thank God, and we will continue, and we're fighting for success, and we're fighting to win. However, what we're doing now is laying the groundwork for the 2012 election. All along the way, we are laying the groundwork for the 2012 election, because there is everything at stake in who the next president is and who the Supreme Court judges are and who is in the U.S. Senate in that crucial election. Planning ahead and having a good, we keep speaking of business models, but a good business model is one that realizes tomorrow will come, and that we will absolutely need to make good decisions today that will have an impact on decisions 2 years down the line. When you give on a monthly basis, it helps us be able to make plans that are realistic for laying that groundwork for having a completely 100% pro-life House, Senate, and presidency. Imagine then what, with the will of the people so clear right now, what we will do when that day comes. So I want to ask you to do that, to think about an amount that you could give by refraining from doing something. I want to tell you about one of the donors who put up this surprise gift, who is not a wealthy person, but came up with a big chunk of money by, I'm telling you, she is won't reveal who she is, but she sold some very valuable things that she owned so that she could give this gift, because she understood how urgent this moment is. She's a very savvy person. In fact, she's I'm not going to give any more details, but she absolutely knows how things work in this town and has worked here, and that's why she did it. And it was a very touching thing for her to do that. But I want to embolden you just to, you know, so that you know she understood that, and she was very pleased to match your gift. And again, you know, when you give $100, you know that that will be matched by this consortium of good, of generous donors. And when you multiply it, you know, when you multiply that, it will be matched, and then multiplying it times 12, because you're giving every month, means that we will know what to expect, and it will be a leveraged investment that makes total sense. Now, I was told by David to show you how to do this online, and I'm because I'm a philosophy major, I kind of like get confused when I get on the but just know it's very simple. If you just click on the place where it says make a pledge of ongoing support, just click there. It actually takes you to our website. You'll get to see some of our cool, successful candidates that we love so much scrolling on the left. But then just very simply go down and giving 10, 20, 35, 50, and I see there's a 5,000 you can, then other you can fill in. I'm sure if there's somebody out there who can give us $10,000 every month, well, I will just sing hallelujah. Now, I want you to know that while Marilyn was talking, several people called in, several people emailed in their one-time pledge. Robert in Nashua, New York, Janet in Long Beach, New York, Felix in, Alameda, California, Paul in Colorado Springs, in your neck of the woods, Maryland, and Heather in Atlanta, Massachusetts. So what I so appreciate is the family that this call represents, and that the Susan B. Anthony List truly is, that really does span across organizations. But this is what we do, and our team, I'll have to say, does very well. Your support will be a great blessing, and if it's okay with you, I just want to say a little prayer. So we do think about that. That's how my husband and I make our own decisions. So let's just pray real briefly.
Please do.
Over this. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Father, we offer you this whole call. We offer you our whole lives. We offer you our resources. We offer you our wills. We offer mainly our love. And we ask you to let us know through your Holy Spirit how you would like for us to give. Oh, and only you know in each of our hearts and each of our lives what that is. But I ask you to bless everyone in this call and all of their families and this Susan B. Anthony List family, and put in their hearts and their minds what they feel led to give. And that's a very simple prayer that we offer you, dear Lord. And in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we offer it to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Marjorie, thank you so very much for walking us through and emphasizing the importance of the monthly pledges. And just as a reminder, if it's a $10 a month pledge, that's $120 a year, and that is doubled to $240. If it's $100 a month, as Marjorie was saying, that's $1,200. That becomes $2,400 because of the $100,000 matching challenge. So on the webcast page in the bottom right corner, the blue link, make a pledge of ongoing support. It will open in a separate window. And on that page, it at the top has the different amounts you can check off. You can fill in an amount of your own that is different. You could even send in a mail pledge of what you would like to do. And there's a little box that's already checked that says recurring donation. I would like this to be a recurring monthly donation. You fill in your information, and at any point, if you need to cancel that, you certainly can, but that will be matched dollar for dollar for the annualized amount, and we thank those of you as you are responding to that, and there are many, many people who have made one-time gifts tonight and many more who are making pledges of ongoing support. So thank you to all of you, and know that literally your impact is being doubled, and we're excited to see what happens over these coming weeks. Marjorie and Marilyn, if we've got just like 3 or 4 more minutes, I thought maybe we could address 3 or 4 questions that have come in that are themed dreams that a lot of people had. We can just really quickly go through these just to try to get as much accomplished in one event as we can, and then we'll conclude the event. Is that okay with you? Marjorie, are you up for it?
That'd be great. Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, Marjorie, I'm going to throw the first couple of these at you. And again, we have just hundreds of questions, so these are some of the most frequently asked themes. Teresa from Tempe, Arizona asks, what can the average American voter do at this time to build solid support behind the defunding effort and to tell pro-death politicians in Washington that we mean business?
Well, know your power, number one. Know that that this past election was the biggest billboard for democracy that has that we've seen in a long time. Know your power. Know that when you communicate with your member of Congress, he or she hears it. And doing that is it should always be the first step. Make sure that you see these videos. It's what I ask Chris Matthews over and over. Have you seen the videos? Have you seen the videos? He clearly had not seen the videos. The guy who runs the Hardball show who had me on to talk about this had not even seen the videos of the horror going on in abortion clinics and in Planned Parenthood clinics across the country. See them yourself. You can do it through this, through our website here and also exposeplannedparenthood.com, and make sure your friends see it and spread the word and make sure that they are also engaged. The one thing that I would say is that right now the House of Representatives is the locus of activity, and the more we can bolster what is happening there, that's why this campaign tonight is focused on the House of Representatives. This House is a good group of human beings. They're strongly pro-life. They need to be held, they need us to help them stand strong. So every bit of your activity, first to your own member of Congress, and then also perhaps to the Republican leadership, will be a great, great help. And that's the thing. I worked in the Hill for a long time, and it was very easy. I hear people all the time saying, it won't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what I do. My member of Congress is pro-abortion or pro-choice. And so I'm telling you, it matters. Every bit, every one of those seeds can come to fruition and do. I know I used to be very strongly pro-choice myself, and folks were relentless with me, and they planted seeds all along the way. Know your power and believe in our cause, and make sure you communicate with your members.
Mm. Marilyn, let me throw one to you from Catherine from Stevens Point, and she asks, at a time when all we hear about is budget cuts, why is it such a struggle to reduce the budget by taking away funding from an organization like Planned Parenthood?
Well, people around the country demanding that Washington cut spending, this is just the perfect time with the majority of the people in this country being pro-life, and even people that are pro-abortion don't want their tax dollars being used for abortion. So this is the time to do it. It shouldn't be difficult, but I have to tell you, when Marjorie was talking about the pain and pleasure, you know, whether you're inflicting pain or pleasure, many of these members of Congress are really in the pockets of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood has been so successful through the years going after legislators that oppose them and supporting those legislators that went along with their pro-death agenda. And, you know, Marjorie, it has been the cry of my heart since I first heard about Susan B. Anthony List several years ago, that we now, I'm with Susan B. Anthony List, that we would be a force to be reckoned with. And the pro-life voice around this country must be heard. And Everett Dirksen once said, when I feel the heat, I see the light. Let's let those legislators that refuse to defund Planned Parenthood, let's let them feel some heat. And let's stand with our heroes who stand up for life. And again, not let them be defeated in the next go-round with all of the Planned Parenthood efforts to go after them. I want to stand with them, and I want to let them know that when they speak for life, they speak for me, and they speak for those pro-life people around this country that I'll be with on this this tour. And, you know, the tour is going to cost $25,000 a day. The TV ads have already been produced. We have to run them. And I'm just so grateful that tonight people are going to help in this effort as we have the goal before us of defunding Planned Parenthood.
Amen. Marjorie, let me go back to you. Aaron from St. Paul, Minnesota asked a question quite a few people asked about. I keep hearing information that the Hyde Amendment prevents Planned Parenthood from using tax dollars toward abortions. Can you help us understand what's going on with this?
Yes, good question. In fact, this is what I'm sorry to keep going back to Chris Matthews, but it was a very disturbing interview. And this is what he
it
kept,
was memorable.
I kept pounding on it. And actually, the Washington Post article about us today repeated this thing. Okay, yes, the Hyde Amendment does protect our tax dollars from certain departments from paying for abortions. But the Hyde Amendment has no application here for Planned Parenthood. What it could do would be to say, you can't use this particular dollar to perform an abortion. But what happens is because we fund about a third of the budget, or a little bit less than a third of the budget of Planned Parenthood, we fund their business. Okay, and so that money that we give them is freed up to do whatever they want to do. And what they want to do is require every single Planned Parenthood clinic in the country to provide abortions. They now require that. They don't have a choice to whether or not. So we are involved in the abortion business, Hyde Amendment notwithstanding. All of us are investors in the abortion business. And look at the fruits of that leveraged investment.
You know, it's amazing, Marjorie, that they try to hide behind that. They never supported the Hyde Amendment anyway.
No,
and
I know.
They know it's not
laughable.
Applicable.
It has absolutely no bearing. The one thing I'll say, I just have to add this, is that we have made a lot of really tough choices, and fear is the one thing that holds us all up in life and doing sometimes the things that you know you have to do. And Susan B. Anthony List and Marilyn and I and we, our team here, made some tough choices, sometimes going up against allies, and have had to, you know, criticize publicly when we thought that they were not defending life the way that they should. In fact, we're getting dragged through a very expensive court case in Ohio because a member of Congress is sad that we helped defeat him. Okay, I remember one real important point. Marilyn saying to me, Marjorie, and this is from the wisdom of a woman who has been in Congress and has lived an incredible life and raised kids and has a lot of wisdom to offer me. She said, you've got to decide whether you want to be liked or respected. And respected means we can save lives. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing on this tour. And every dollar that goes into this tour makes the pro-life muscle stronger and makes us respected. I don't mean human respect. I mean feared. I mean, you better vote that way. You better vote to protect life, or you're going to be out of office next time. And that's what we do. So every dollar is going to make that real. So thank you.
Well, those were the main themes that we picked up on. We could certainly spend hours going through a lot of the other questions, but I think we've picked up the vast majority of questions, themes in this. And thank you both for staying on that extra few minutes. Let me just summarize and wrap up and make sure we send off with a word of hope and optimism. You know, we look at the challenge before us. We look at the abortion crisis in America, 1.2 million children a year dying, millions of women being wounded. And we look at this crisis specifically of Planned Parenthood, an organization that, according to its own numbers that just came out in this past week and a half, aborted 332,278 innocent children in their last reported year, while taking in a record $360 million of taxpayer funding. Sometimes when we look at all of that, it causes us to just want to throw up our hands in despair and just lose hope. But the reality is that we have enormous hope. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. I think it's beautifully articulated in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. I believe that everybody who is on this webcast tonight, everybody who's listening to the recording after the fact, I really believe you are a part of God's plans for good. Right now, at this historic moment of opportunity when we literally have the chance to take away over $360 million of taxpayer funding from the nation's largest abortion provider and turn the tide, saving tens of thousands of innocent lives, protecting young girls from being exploited by sex traffickers. We have that opportunity before us tonight. But the future and the hope part of that verse in Jeremiah, I really believe, is everybody who is on this webcast tonight and everybody who stands with the Susan B. Anthony List and who's engaged in this critical pro-life work all across our nation. You are the future and the hope of those innocent babies in the womb. You are the future and the hope of their mothers and their fathers and their families. And truly, you are the future and the hope of America. Think about what it will be like when you wake up one morning and you turn on the television or you open your newspaper and there's the headline, Planned Parenthood stripped of its taxpayer funding for once and for all. And you start hearing the news about Planned Parenthood facilities around the country closing their doors down. And you hear about those dollars instead being used for things that are helping and healing rather than hurting and destroying. Think how you will feel knowing that young girls are being protected from those who would exploit them for profits. Think how you will feel knowing that children made in the image and the likeness of God are safe in the womb because you did the right thing at the moment when you had the chance. And the best news of all, I really believe, as we heard tonight about the crisis, we heard about Planned Parenthood, as we heard about what's going on in this bold new initiative that Susan B. Anthony List is launching and the opportunity to partner with them in this work, as articulated so beautifully by Marjorie Dannenfelser and by Michelle Bachman and by Marilyn Musgrave, we have an opportunity to do something proactive right now so we don't just whine about the problem. We can do something about it. Marjorie, I just want to tell you, I've made my personal financial commitment to the Susan B. Anthony List, and I stand with you, and I hope everybody else will do the same. And we hope that everybody recognizes the urgency, the importance, understands what needs to be done, and takes action. If you're called to make a one-time gift tonight, that you do it tonight before you get off, or at the very least before that matching challenge, $100,000 match, dollar for dollar, everything you put in as a one-time gift into this work as an investment will be doubled. Any pledge you make, dollar for dollar, annual amount of your pledge will be doubled up to $100,000. And the beautiful news is that as this work continues to flourish, as it continues to save lives, I believe we can all look forward to that day when we leave this earth and when we finally meet our Maker, the author of life, and we hear those beautiful words, well done, good and faithful servant. That is what we are working towards. And I thank all of you for joining us tonight in helping to make that a reality. Marjorie, any closing comment before I wrap us up with prayer for the night?
I just want to thank you. You are taking time from your family, and so is everybody on the line here. But David, we could not have done what we can't do what we do without you, and the partnership that you've made real has offered great hope to the unborn. And I thank you very much, and thank you, Marilyn.
You're so welcome.
Well, thank you both for being here tonight, and let me go ahead and close this out by just sharing a word of closing prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you are doing. And we look forward with great expectation to the surprises that you have for us tomorrow and in the coming days and weeks. We know that all things are possible with you, even defunding Planned Parenthood, even bringing an end to this crisis of abortion. And we thank you for giving us the opportunity to join you in this work. We, the people, the pro-life people of America, a pro-life nation, we are no longer just a pro-life movement, as Marjorie said, we truly are a pro-life nation. Thank you for giving us that call to rescue those being led to the slaughter. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to join you in the work you are doing. We thank you for the work of the Susan B. Anthony List. We thank you for everybody involved in this work, and we thank you for those who have been a part of this webcast and those who are standing with the Susan B. Anthony List over these critical few weeks. And dear Lord, ultimately we ask that all of this is not really even about this organization, the Susan B. Anthony List. It's not about any of the people that we've heard from tonight. It's not about any of the strategic plans that ultimately, as lives are saved, as money is removed from Planned Parenthood, and many more children are protected, we ultimately hope that people through that see you at work and turn and renew their faith in you like we've never seen before in our lifetime. That is our prayer. That is our hope. And we ask this all in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you very much, everybody, for being here tonight with us on this Defunding Planned Parenthood webcast. Feel free to share. Tomorrow we'll send out the link to the recording. Share it with friends, family, and others to join you. We've got 1 week to meet this $100,000 matching challenge. I'm confident it can be done, and I'm confident that this will help make a huge impact on the efforts to defund Planned Parenthood. Marjorie, thank you so much. Marilyn, thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for being a part of this event tonight. God bless you. Good night.
God bless.